Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can watch on YouTube. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam, who also is the co-host of Rose Prick's Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up?
Well, hello, Ben.
Well, hello. Hello, hello.
What's going on, baby?
Just making our way through the week as usual. Very exciting. Very excited because on Tuesday we announced our new shows in Minnesota and Minneapolis. That presale is going to be continuing through tonight, which if you're hearing that, it should be Thursday night. And then on Friday it goes on sale for the public, which is exciting. So Minneapolis people, Milwaukee people, go get your tickets. And also our next show, well, we actually have two shows in Charleston this week, but our next show that has tickets is going to be in Texas, Dallas, our second show there. That's going to be an amazing, fun show, super fun times. We love our Texans, including my very own co-host, my favorite Texan of all. And then we're going to Just for Laughs in Vancouver, and we're going back to Boston. There's a show there. We got Irvine, we got Portland, we added a second Cincinnati show. It's our happy hour show. I mean, we're all over this country. Phoenix. So go to watchacrappens.com to get your tickets or find links to where you can get your tickets. And for those of you wondering who are coming to our Charleston show on Friday, our Southern Charm recap will be a recap of the very first episode of all time. So that'll be interesting, a fun look back on that. So that's the news.
Oh, look back, everybody. And that's that.
That's the news. And today, I have just applied my fifth coat of bronzer, and I am getting ready to compete in the Real Housewives of New Jersey fitness competition.
Good Lord, that looked like the Dancing Raisin commercial for the cereal. What were those?
The California Raisins, right?
The California Raisins, yes. Yeah.
Grapevine. Did grapes come out of the ground? Why they got sugars on them?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this was the big fitness competition, and then trip to Mexico, Cabo Wabo, started off. So, this week's episode begins with basically mourning in the Gorga household. It's Melissa sleeping in her bed with giant raccoon eyes, like with Mama D-style makeup, like real natural. I'm sure you went to sleep in that.
Yeah, she went to sleep with store awnings on her face, you know, those eyelashes. Melissa's eyelashes are the biggest, yeah. I think, out of everybody. Those things are huge. I mean, woman, give your eyes a break. She's got to have headaches.
Yeah, I mean, those things are like, they're like carnival slides, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to like put on a burlap sap to like go near them, and you just go slide down them.
You can put one of your legs in one, and then your friend's leg in the other one, and go hopping.
They look like the things at the bottom of a pinball machine that you press a button, the flippers, you know? Just her giant eyelashes. She's like batting away balls, trying to like get them to hit other things.
Yeah, it's hot. So Gorga is walking through the house going, "These women always sleeping, huh? These women, huh?"
Yeah.
Yes, it's a woman thing. It's those lazy women who only like to sell t-shirts. If they just slept a little less, maybe they could sell more than t-shirts, eh, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. Those lazy women who enjoy sleeping and going into retail.
Yeah. Damn women.
Yes.
Look what suffrage did to this country.
Meanwhile, over at Dolores' house, Frank Jr. is getting ready for his competition, and Frank Sr. and Dolores are looking at him feeling nostalgic. I mean, they feel nostalgic about everything. They see, like, a loaf of bread. They're like, I remember when this loaf was bought from the store. This is a great loaf of bread, Dolores. And look at it now. We've already eaten 3/4 of it. This makes me sad.
You know what I want to talk about right now, Dolores? This loaf of bread, all right? He's like, Frankie, you're going to do great. Come on over here. Dad's going to give you a
hug. I'm going to give you a kiss. Give me a kiss. I need a hug.
And yeah, give me a kiss.
Dolores goes in for the hug first. Oh, Dolores, what are you doing? I was going to get a hug. You always come in and you ruin the hug moment. Okay, I want to have a hug for Frankie myself.
Why you got to rain on my parade, Dolores?
Dolores, first you hug Frankie Jr., then you step on the Wonder Bread. I mean, it's called Wonder Bread for crying out loud. You don't step on Wonder Bread. You step on shit bread, but not Wonder Bread. It's Wonder.
Then over at Jennifer's house, she's waking up next to Olivia, who I guess they're trying to make Melania. I'm guessing that Olivia is the next Melania. Yeah. And here's what I say to that. No, ma'am. Okay? No, ma'am. Step back. Step back, child.
It's like Melania if Melania had been trapped in the Overlook Hotel for a winter season. Coming back and like, Red Rob. All I want to do is grow up.
My best friend's Tay-Tay. What's the other one?
And Stephanie, I think.
My best friend's Tay-Tay is Stephanie, Ma.
I just want Amazon Prime. I don't care whose time. I just want all my toys and throw them off to that boys.
And Jen's like, you want to make breakfast? You can mix the eggs. Oh, God, brush your teeth. Please.
She's like, Mommy, you will not brush me out of this family. No, your teeth, honey, your teeth.
Now, a child who really is becoming a little star, Adriana, when did this happen? I mean, she's always been, I think, the cutest.
Yeah, no she offense has other been children. The cutest. Yeah, she's just like a little... I feel like there's like a whole storyline that's being neglected with her. She's like lying on a bath mat and being like, well, the recital went well. I'm like, she just like got off of like... You know, like the matinee of doing Chicago and Broadway or something like that. She looks all like rat-a-tatted up.
Yeah, she's like, give up the old razzle-dazzle, mama. So she's like laying down, yeah, on a bath mat. And Teresa's like, you did so good in your recital. And I thought, you know, it used to be that people would dress their dogs as children. And now people are dressing their children as dogs. Like, I don't know where they got this outfit from. But it's like a diamond collar. I don't know. It's a disturbing outfit. Yeah, but so she's like, yeah. I want to see my bathing suit.
Gabriella arrives. Her first line of the entire season. Because Tree's like showing off her back muscles. And Gabriella's like, please don't.
Yeah.
I've broken my vow of silence to tell you to please stop doing this.
Yes, I've come from the future where Thor told me even he's disgusted by your back. Stop, mother. It's gross, okay?
Also, Rene Russo is in trouble.
Also, Natalie Portman is really sick of being in these movies and wants to be killed off, okay? So, please. Thanks. She's already paid the mortgage.
Yeah. So, Teresa has like a great breakthrough, and she's excited to tell us that,
you know, when I started doing this, I wasn't sure if I wanted to tell Joe because I thought he wouldn't want to do it and such. So I was like, I don't know, do I tell Joe's or do I not tell Joe's? And then I said, I'm gonna tell Joe. So I told Joe's. And he said he hopes I win. So, you know.
He's cool. Changing in there. Blink, 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 blink.
I am changing.
I'm changing with my best friend. Mom, stop.
I just want to change Joe when he's in prison with another Joe. How's it going again, Melania's?
He's on defense about it. I was like, that poor guy. Yeah. He probably couldn't climb up to that fence. It's like the jail fence. He's like, so what? Who cares? Like I could really... probably climb that fence, but, you know, so what? Who cares?
Huh? It's like a really sad prison break. Like, he tattooed the blueprints on his body, but everyone's like, Joe, this hallway's supposed to be 3 paces long, and no offense, but it's looking a little bit like it's 10 paces on your chest there.
Yeah, you said prison break, so I'm taking a break. So what? So what? Who cares? We'll get out of here. When it's time, we'll get out of here.
All I'm saying is that the schematics keep on expanding, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, you ate the exit, Joe.
Yeah. All this time I thought there was a wall here. Turns out the rest of the map is under this flap of fat.
Yeah, it's like the Green Mile, but Joe didn't even need a plastic spoon. He did it all with his mouth. So Margaret is at the jeweler. She's like, hi, Alan. It's me, Classic Marge. How you doing, Alan? Oh, Alan, God, it's been such a long time since I've seen you, Alan. Whoa.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Jackie, have you ever met Alan? Jackie, this is Alan,
Jackie,
the jeweler.
Have you met
Jack? Jackie, well. Jackie, Alan, Jackie. You see these headlights on here? This is, you can call her Aruga, okay, because she got headlights. Jackie's like, oh my God, yeah, I know her. I know him. Yeah, we met once, and he once untangled a necklace for me for like an hour, you know? Hi.
It's like, is that what we're telling our husband? And then he looks at her all sheepishly, like, he.
I tangled your necklace.
So Marge is like, we should get Teresa something that says strong. Because her book is strong, her back is strong, her denial, I mean, that's strong. It's extremely strong.
So, okay, this is what I want to say. I want to say strong. And I'm just like imagining, like, fast forward to when you get the jewel and it comes out spelled H-A-H-U-H. U-H-U-A-H-U-H-U, strong. What is this? How, why, strong? No, it's supposed to be strong, but just strong, not the all the part.
Let's be honest. Look, I'm just saying. I mean, let's be honest.
It says, I'm just saying, let's be honest. I mean, what's going on here? Just call it strong. Oh,
there's
that's
so
nice.
Many diamonds.
So they get her that. So now they start talking about Danielle the night before at Melania's thing and talking about how she's crazy. And then also they start talking about Jennifer, and Marge is like, about Danielle. Marge is like, last night, I mean, need we say more? Okay, next topic. Like, literally, we need to say no more. Okay, next topic.
And then Jennifer. Melissa's like, let's talk about my possible third sister. It's like, all right, I'll talk about it some more. I don't want to talk about that. All right, you know, when she's lucid, she's fine. It's the drug, Jennifer, that you've got to watch out for. I mean, are we kidding here? Like, can we be honest here? Like, are we serious here? Let me be honest here.
Can we talk? Okay, that's from Joe. So now we cut over to Jennifer, and she's arrived at Bill's office, and she has brought Olivia with her, and Olivia's like, Mabby, I want my makeup box! And she's like, you want the makeup? It's so big, though. You want that box? I want it, Mommy!
Please! Please!
Please! Please!
She's like, all right.
And then I just... If you heard any shuffling throughout the country, that was people lining up at Planned Parenthood. Okay. it's like an ad. Okay. Yeah. And then she still has her sucker in her mouth, her little baba.
But I think it was actually a blow pop, like a ring pop or something. Because I also was about to, I was like, ooh, and she still has a pacifier. I was like, oh, wait, no, I think it's a lollipop.
Oh, my God. I don't get to passy shame a kid. What the hell? What the hell is this world?
Not this time.
Damn it.
I'll let you just have the Planned Parenthood remark.
Thank you. It's like a nice gift.
Yeah. So Olivia has this like gigantic makeup box, which is crazy. It's like it's like two times the size of her. She looks like a little cartoon, like this giant box with two little feet underneath it, you know?
Yeah. So they're going to visit Daddy at the office because, you know, who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, Belle, I brought you sushi. And he goes,
it's Daddy's favorite. Hi, welcome.
Sushi.
Daddy's favorite. Sushi. California roll. Philly roll. Rainbow roll. Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, I'd like to come see, you know, Bill works a lot, so I like to come see him once a week. You know, so it's a good way for him to see the kids. Really? Yeah. You're taking your kids to the plastic surgery office for quality time.
Yeah. I also like to pop in because, you know, so many women who are all over Bill and they're like, I just love your husband. And I'm like, you know what? So do I. I love my husband too. Stay off, bitch. I'm like, how many of these women are like crawling all over Bill? Just remind me. Just do a ballpark number, please.
Yeah. Proof for it didn't happen. I need receipts on that one.
And then Jennifer wants to have a private talk with Bill. So she's like, Olivia, do you want to see the other workers? And Olivia's like, kinda.
Then go. She's like, but only with you, Mom. Na, 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 ba, 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 na, 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 na and slap her.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's a fly swatter. Okay, get to work.
So Olivia, they like get Olivia out in the hallway to terrorize everyone. And then meanwhile, Jennifer's talking about the Cabo trip, and she's basically talking about, like, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be the trip is going to basically be an excuse to party. And Bill goes, ooh.
You and tequila. That's going to work out well. And she's like, well, you know, I still haven't resolved it with Marge. And, you know, I have that little person in my mind. I'm like, yes, we all know you have that little person in your mind.
She goes, okay? There's a little person inside of me screaming, say this, say this, say this. And coincidentally, I am setting up that little person with my brother to get married.
I met that little person 6 years ago at a Ralph's in Poughkeepsie, but finally that little person called my little person.
Anyway, long story short, the only way I can get that little person inside me to shut up is to order it. It's not something from Amazon Prime. So anyway, we're getting new vacuum cleaners.
She's like, if she utters one word about my brother, I'm taking her down. And
she's going to start to feel my wrath.
And then Olivia comes in. She's like, Mommy, I need new perfume, please. I was like, that's like the first time I've agreed with this kid. Okay, just put a Glade plug in her ear and send her home.
Ooh, plug it in, plug it in. So then now we go over to Powerhouse Gym, where Tree meets up with Frank. And he's like, all right, let's see. Okay. Yeah, your butt's getting a little small now. Yeah, that's really good. Hey, you know what's like, you ever seen Wonder Bread before? Isn't it like the nice bread? Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm nervous, like I'm wearing a thong.
Teresa, what you need to do, you have to have some home pride, okay? Like, home pride whole wheat bread. It's a delicious bread. I recommend it highly.
I like that he's like, so, how was the vineyard, Teresa? How was it? How was the vineyard? Like, yeah, Frank's dying to know about this vineyard trip, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't drink, and the other girls drink. Oh, but the girls were on Dolores about you.
And he's like, well, what am I supposed to apologize? She can be my best friend. Like, so what? So we're divorced. She's still my best friend. Have you ever squeezed a bread that feels like velvet? That's my question to you.
But what happens if you're getting in Dolores's way?
Well, you know, I mean, there's like a lot of bread out there. So, you know, I'd feel terrible if she wanted another type of bread and I was kept to bring home the Wonder Bread and she doesn't even want that sort of bread.
No, romantically. Oh.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care.
One time she said, look at that rainbow, Frank, and I almost slapped her. There. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying about it.
Yeah, you know, Dolores, she always said that, like, she always hated when I hollered at her. But it turns out she just really hates hollow bread, okay? So we don't get it anymore. Things are a lot better.
That woman is all bagel. I'm telling you that right now. That girl is an everything bagel to me.
You want to
tell you that right now.
You want to see Dolores lose her mind? Bring her a Bialy. See what happens then. She's like, she thinks there's a hole in the middle. And then she hits the middle. And she's like, wait, there's no hole. I can't tell you how many arguments we've had about Bialys, okay?
And he's like, it would devastate me if I stood in the way. You know, like, what am I going to stand out of the way? No, I'm going to move out of the way. But, you know, then I also agree that I'm there, you know, so what are you going to do? I'm there. Like, I go to bed thinking pebble tiles. Like, what am I supposed to do? Find somebody else? Like, who else is going to make me dream like that, huh?
You know, unfortunately, I'm about as wide as a tractor trailer. So when I try to step out of the way, it turns out I'm always just in the way. So it takes me a long time to get out of the way.
He's like, no, let's concentrate on you, right? He's like, I have to point out at the scene before it ended when Olivia's like, I need new perfume, please. Bill goes, if you go home, I'll buy it.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. He's bribing her to get out of the office.
Chanel number 5.
So, why diamonds?
We then cut to Marge doing something that I feel like happens to so many of us. She gets startled by some ice. Sorry, that was my phone twinkling. It was Marge. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I guess I don't know that. She opens up her freezer and like ice pours out, and she's like, whoa, what is this? Like the return of Sticky Flicker in ice form? Okay, like what's going on?
And Joe's trying to clean a grill. He's like, this is disgusting. And she's like, all right, you know, Joe might not be the most productive man. But he sits on the swing and he listens to my problems. So, you know, let me be honest with you. I could tell him anything. Like, that's it. I'm just saying. I can't.
She's like, okay, Joe, let's talk about something. He's like, is this going to be about Jan? No, but I was watching Bring It On and I was really enjoying the scenes with Jan, the cheerleading man. And I thought if Jan and I had been married, Jan, the cheerleading man and I had been married, and then his son became estranged, what I would do to bring them back together, just theoretically.
He's like, I don't care about this, all right? It's like, I bring people together. I'm the glue, all right? Yeah. Mother's a glue. That's what I do. I'm an adorable fixer. That's me. I'm the cute, adorable fixer.
I mean, this is what I like. This is what I like, Joe. Okay, he just like accepts the Marge for exactly who she is, the kooky girl who's got a lot of love to give, like a lot of love to give, like almost maybe too much if you ask Jan. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This is the Marge. I guess it's time for a commercial or something like that. I don't know. You know what I need? I don't need a commercial. I need a new living room. Okay, Joe, that's what I need. Okay, classic Marge.
From the Academy Award-winning producers of Moonlight and starring Academy Award nominees Steve Carell and Timothée Chalamet.
There are moments that I look at my son and I wonder who he is.
Comes a film critics are calling a triumph.
It's hard as hell to get sober, but I want my family to be proud of me.
It's powerful and heartbreaking.
Who are you, Nick?
This is me.
Nick, what you have is extraordinary. You're going to find it again.
Beautiful Boy, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
So Melissa is at dinner and she's waiting and I'm like, God, this cast is so rude. They're always making someone wait. And it's her own family. It's her sisters and her mother.
Yeah. And they're all drunk. They were all partying down at TGI Fridays at the happy hour and they took, you know, they took a sidecar. They didn't even take an Uber or Lyft. They took a sidecar up there. And so they're just there and they're just like drunk and laughing. And Donna is just like having the time of her life. She's laughing so hard that I'm laughing for no reason.
Yeah, she's cracking up. And Melissa's like, geez, I know they were trying to loosen her up a bit, but come on. She's like, come on, guys, we look ridiculous. I'm like, weren't you the one like helping throw glasses against walls last year? Calm down over there.
Yeah, exactly. So Donna's like spilling her martini everywhere. She's like, my lord. So Melissa, of course, always the fun one, decides to bring the mood down by talking about how when she was younger, you know, when I was younger, you know, I didn't exactly live in a perfect household. I saw a lot, you know, and they're like, oh, great.
Yeah, they all stop laughing. They're like, thanks, Melissa. Like, thanks for the free dinner and everything, but is this the price to pay?
Yeah, exactly. So Melissa starts talking about how she saw that medium. Who I believe was at the same medium who was like, I'm just a girl in New Jersey standing in front of a ghost telling her I love him.
Yeah. That was her.
Yeah. So she tells about the medium and how the medium said, you have a third sister. And Donna's just like, I don't think so.
Like, he would have told me. It's like, yeah, a serial cheater. That's one thing they're known for, honesty.
Yeah. They love telling their wives about children they've sired in other families.
And Melissa's like, but you're the last person he'd want to know. And I lost daddy at such a young age. This is a way for me to connect with him. And she's like, connect with him is some strange woman, Melissa? Which I'm with the mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally with the mom. And also, I'm kind of with Melissa because I want this girl to come in and do to Melissa what Melissa did to Tree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's family karma.
I want it to be Kim D. I don't know how it would be possible, but I just want it to be Kim D. Congratulations, Melissa. I'm your sister. Clink, clink. I'm back, baby. So Donna's like, you know what? If this is what's going to give you closure in your stupid kooky head, then fine. Go do it. I don't care. She's like, really? I don't care. And like, wow, we thought you'd be so angry. She's like, the kid is innocent, okay? The child is innocent. Now the mother, that's another story. I'll kill her. Where is that? Ah! And then she's just like drunk and laughing again.
I forgave him for everything else. Why not a kid? It's like, jeez.
I mean, he's dead. What else could I ask for him?
What, am I going to bury him again? Actually, that sounds like a good idea, Melissa. All right? That's what I want for my next birthday. Dig him up and bury him again.
Yeah, I can't wait for the episode where they exhume a skeleton from, like, behind the mall.
Jennifer's like, wow, would anybody like to use one of the toilets to grieve? It's like in Paramus. So let's go over to Beach Bum Booty.
Yeah. This is the scene that proves that the family that spray tans together mostly stays together.
Yeah, wow. I don't really know what to say about this, but wow.
Well, if anyone was wondering why there was a shortage of tanning supplies in your neighborhood, that's because most of them had to be shipped to this location. So Tree and Frank and Frank and Dolores are all at the spray tan place together. And they're all, because the competition's like a day away or something like that. So Teresa goes in and goes and gets her tan. And Frankie's, they're talking about like, well, I can't believe, Frank's like, by this time tomorrow, can you believe it? We'll already know how well you guys are doing. Can you believe it? Well, then we're all going to sit down and break bread. Like, literally, we're going to go find some Wonder Bread, just break it in half, and everyone can have some. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah, they get spray tan, and I'm just sitting there horrified. I'm not really understanding this whole cultural, working out culture where you have to get spray tan to look better. I mean, that looks horrifying. And I was just really sad for the cleaning lady who had to do all their sheets. And I mean Dolores.
Yeah, exactly, Dolores. You know, I walk from the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen, and I just see footprints everywhere, you know? I just see spray tan footprints, and I get sad because I'm like, oh, someone's here. And I realize, no, those are from 5 days ago, and they just can't get you can't get tanner out of your floors. That's what I've discovered. But I like it. It makes me feel like I'm in a busy household again. I don't feel as eviscerated.
Eviscerated.
Yeah. So they're talking about, like, the competition coming up, and Frankie's like, I'm nervous. And Dolores like, Frankie, which I don't know why it amused me. She's like, you know what I get nervous about? Pebble tile, when there shouldn't be any pebble tile on the wall. That's what I get nervous about.
Frank, you didn't tell me you were going to get spray tan today, and I will never... Oh, wait, it's on my eye, Cal. Oh, yeah. All right, you're okay. I forgive you.
I'm never going to trust him again. He said he's going to be using a tanning bed, and now he's spray tanning. I don't know. I've got to rebuild my trust now. All right, well, it's rebuilt. Okay.
Let's go have on. Lunch. So Marge is over at her house with assistant and Marlene, and she's like, my lady, like, can I be honest? To be honest, Marlene. I was like, what do you want? And she's like, coffee, that's what I want. I want some coffee, my lady. Like, seriously, like, coffee, that's what I want. She's like, there's no rest for the march, okay? I've got this gala opening with kids and their costumes, and I want pop art, okay? So I had a pop art. I had a focus group with my friends, the kids, okay? And then, of course, I had to bribe them with pizza. It's how I got out of the closet with Jan. You know, thank God. Thank God he locked me in there with his cell phone. I had a free one coming from Domino's, and that ended that whole thing.
Yeah, she had this little focus group, and Fabio Viviani was there. And first of all, she said Fabio Viviani from Blueprint was there. I'm like, he is not Fabio Viviani from Blueprint. No, he is Fabio Viviani from Top Chef. How dare you replace one Comcast entity with another? I reject that.
Also, I felt so bad for Fabio.
Yeah, he was
like, now you're a chef for Blueprint making pizza at little kids' parties. And he looked all sad, and he was all, like, bearded. He's like, I'm hiding. I'm no longer Fabio.
Has his star fallen so far that he no longer warrants his own scenes? He's just, like, relegated to the corners of an episode and is in a flashback? I was really upset because I thought it was, like, the highlight of the episode when the kid is, Jackie's kid is like, do you make chicken parm? He's like, I make a killer chicken parm. And then Jackie's son is like, oh my God. It's like he'd been deprived of chicken parm for his entire life. And finally, this was his moment.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Fabio. It was hard for me to concentrate. I was like, who's making Fabio a cute outfit to feel better? You know?
Yeah.
Like, we need, like, there's a charity. Just make some cute clothes for ex-Top Chef contestants who have fallen to Blueprint. Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that's like Blueprint, that should be like a freaking what's that guy who I can't stand? Brian Malarkey. That's like a Brian Malarkey lane. Fabio deserves better than that, for sure.
Agreed.
So then New Jersey's answer to Michelle Wolf comes by. Her name is Serena Cancigliara, and she's an invitation designer, and I just mentioned her just because I loved saying her name. I don't even know if I said it right. Cancigliara?
I don't know. I didn't write it down. Cancigliari?
She's like, hey, I'm Serena Cancigliari. Do I look like Natasha Lyonne? Do I look like Michelle Wolf? You decide.
In the old days, the Cancigliaris were there to advise the boss, and I'm here to advise the boss. On invitations!
Yeah, she is. Serena is wearing so many bangles and bracelets and jewelry that, like, her entire scene just sort of, like, it just sort of sounds like this. Just sort of sounds like. All right, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna have some pop art. I think the pop art looks nice, and then maybe we're also gonna do a little some fonts there. Okay, bye.
Marge is just like, do it. Like, to be honest, just do whatever you want. I'm getting a headache. Like, your jingle claws over there.
So then Serena leaves. I don't know why she had like a whole Chiron and a whole scene. I feel like she probably was like formerly from Blueprint, and then like as of last night she was fired. So they were like, well, fuck, we can't edit out this whole scene, but we can take away her title.
So then we see Teresa getting ready to go to her competition, and I only mentioned that because Nono's there, and he's like, bye bye,
yeah,
bye bye,
go win. Oh. We should also mention, by the way, that Marge has a big plan at her gala to reunite Jan and his son Brett. So that's another scheme that is afoot.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah.
So Dolores is everyone's going to this fitness event, basically. Yeah. And she's like, remember when Frankie couldn't even fill out his PJs when he was born? I was like, are you weight shaming your baby, ma'am? Yeah.
Frank is like, Dolores, he's a baby, okay? He's a baby, Dolores. I've never been so ashamed of my life. I mean, I'm a bodybuilder. My baby can't even fill out his pajamas. I totally agree.
Frank was in the hospital holding that little baby like, okay, so you can't fill out your suit. But you know what? Let me look at your butt. All right, we're going to do that. We're going to do that with some butt curls. We're going to, you know, can I get some spray tan in here? It's going to make you look much better, Frankie.
Look, he's already about the size of a piece of Wonder Bread. I love it.
They walk out with a little coffee bean. They've like spray tanned him to death.
They're just like, they already just have like the spray tan like on Dolores' vagina as the baby's crowning. All right, you got to start him early. Okay, I see some head. Let's go. Psst, the baby's like, you know what, Frankie, you didn't even cry when you came out. You were the best little baby. You spent the entire time just going like this.
That's why he's so quiet now. He's just
traumatized. That's why he can't go through a car wash.
Sometimes I still have weight come out of my boobs. What can I tell you?
So
they're at the competition, and wow, a lot of spray tan going on here. So Frankie's oiling up Tree and saying, ha ha ha.
It's weird. Frank was right. On the stage, that nervousness went away.
And then she, like, kind of, she turns around and, like, semi-bends over and, like, opens her butt cheeks.
She's, like, presenting herself. She looked like a raccoon in heat. She was just, like, it was, like, this really weird, like.
What was that?
It was, like, approaching, like, porn star stripper move, but not quite. So it was just, like, it was just a weird, like, look at my butt. You see Frank's hand marks? You see Frank's hand marks? Does it look like a roasted turkey back there? Good.
Without her hands, she opened her butt cheeks. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was like a white lady half a twerk.
It looked like it was like something that Guillermo del Toro created.
So she wins third place. Frankie wins first place.
Yeah.
And Dolores is like, wow, I was watching these two come down the aisle, and I felt so proud. I felt like a parent. I was like, you are a parent.
Yeah. And then they have her overdub to both of them. I also appreciated that they overdubbed the announcer, because it was pretty much I think, the same announcer that did the cow showing in Oklahoma, where they're like, in first place is the black teen. I was like, Could you please tell that PA to put a little more effort into his fake Jersey bodybuilding show announcing?
Third place goes to Bessie the Cow. They're like, retake. Okay, listen, okay, all you have to do is read from the card, sir.
That's oh, God, look, we messed up our looping. So Tree is like,
for the first time in my life, so I got to do something just for me.
Like, okay.
Yeah, Teresa. That's Teresa never doing anything for her.
Yeah, exactly.
So Joe and Melissa the next day, everyone's packing. It's time to go to Cabo. So everyone's packing. And Melissa's like, you like this swimsuit? And Joe's like, whoa, that's a little too sexy, huh? Like, what are you trying to do here? What, you just woke up. Like, what is it, 3 p.m.? Jesus, women.
Women with their dreams of retail and sleeping late and wearing bikinis that are too sexy and turn on men, and it's their fault.
And she's like, it's time for Tree to eat and drink, Joe. And he just looks at her like with those confused, wide, methy eyes. God, I love him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over at Jennifer's house, she's like, okay, it's time for me to leave to go. And then Olivia's just like, you are not leaving this family.
You won't leave this family. I'm coming.
Pinky promise you won't leave without me. She's like, can't Pinky promise, okay? But I can't threaten to murder someone you know whose name rhymes with barge, right?
Don't forget, in this family, we don't call it a pinky promise. We call it an Amazon Prime delivery.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty much all she's angling for at this point. Because every time she screams and yells and whines, she gets some Amazon.
Yeah.
You know?
So jealous.
So Dolores is like, oh, Frank, you know what I'm going to do while I pack? Okay, here's what I did. I walked from the kitchen to the living room to the study to the kitchen. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to pack, but that's not enough. I'm going to do some squats. What do you think of that? And he's like, okay, good, Dolores. Do some squats then. What do I care? Do it.
All right, I'm going to call my mom right now and see what she's doing. Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Eating a cookie. Great. Okay, bye.
Cookies.
Does
Frank have a desk in the closet? What was happening in this scene?
I actually didn't. I don't know. I don't actually remember.
Is he doing the books in the closet? What was this?
No, I'm not. This is the Frank desk. I stand here and I think about. I like to pretend to still be a lawyer over here. So I say, sir, I'm defending the Wonder Bread who has a case against some rye bread and may I approach the bench? And then, you know, I have to go over to Dolores. She's the bench.
Thanks, Frank. That's really romantic.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say, fourth?
So Marge is like, Joe, I hope everyone behaves. I mean, that's like literally crazy because yesterday my lady asked for some sugar. She brought it to me in a teaspoon, Joe. Like, who does that? Like, do I even have any power board? Like, what Marge am I today? He's like, the fabulous one. She's like, that's right. Classic fabulous Marge. That's it. It's a funny Marge. All right. And this girl, Jennifer, will behave or I'll kill her. Yeah. Okay. My lady, come in here. She's like, sugar? She's like, no, put down the spoon, my lady. Right.
We have ants all over this house, my lady, please.
Hey, my lady, how do you say bitch in Spanish? Because you know Spanish, right? And Marlene's like, playa. Playa. Come on, my lady. It's beach. That's beach. Okay, I'm going to say bitch. And my lady goes, I don't say bad words. So she's like, that's a lie. Classic lie, my lady.
Right. Meanwhile, because Marlene has been calling her bitch all this time, and she doesn't want to reveal what that word really means. So now they all get on the plane, and no one spills anything on themselves. Sorry about that. Tanya from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they arrive in Cabo, and it's like Ray and Rainey, and they're in their like bus, and Teresa's like, sorry about the rainses.
And then in the van, Marge is like, this is going to be so fun. Teresa's going to be in a Mexico. Am I right, everyone? They're like, ha, 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 that is classic. Like, that's why they call me classic Marge.
The driver's like, so I good. Just got out of a coma. I'm so insensitive.
I'm literally had a Mexican coma, okay?
So then, like, yeah, you know, and if Teresa has a grammar issue, guess what? She'd be having a Mexicama. Get it? It's called back. So they get to this hotel, and of course, like, the management's there with, like, cocktails, like, coconut cocktail. And of course, Danielle has to be like, well, I'm allergic to coconut, but I'll still take it. I'll still do a toast because I'm a team player. It's like, thanks, Danielle. Like, what?
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure that busboy really gives a fuck what you're allergic to. Okay. Crazy face.
Drink the water.
So Tree's like,
all right, here's the room situation. Mother saw Jackie and Margaret yelling again.
I was like, just please write this down. I can't listen to you right now.
All right. So I'm going to be with Danielle's. Dolores and Jen get their own suites, and then Melissa, Jackie, and Marge, they're going to be with Fetty Wap.
You know what? I'm sharing. I can't wait to grow up. I'll tell you that much.
So
I don't understand how this works out until I see the rooms, because it seems like oddly unfair that some people get their own giant suites.
Yeah.
And then Dolores has to share with – or. Who has to share?
It was
three Marge, people had to share.
Marge, Jackie, and Melissa.
Yeah. But I guess they had like a bigger. Who cares? Like, honestly, am I going to get into this? What am I, housewife now? Like, seriously? Like, look, to be honest, like, I can't.
I need to know the logistics of this situation. I mean, I was sort of wondering the same thing. I'm not going to lie. But in my mind, I said, oh, they probably have like a deluxe suite, whereas Jennifer probably has like a minor suite, you know, although it was pretty big. You know,
so
the women are in their different suites. So first in the Marge suite, you know, they're talking about Danielle, and Jackie is saying how Danielle's her own kind of cray and she's gonna stay away from her, things like that, which, you know, Danielle's gonna bring that up at the reunion, be like, when you said I was my own kind of cray, that hurt, that hurt, I'm not gonna lie, that hurt, and my daughters were hurt. What was even worse, my daughters were hurt. My daughters were hurt with that.
Do my daughters deserve this?
Yeah.
So Teresa, you know, keeping up with modern music over there, it's like
shot tequila.
Danielle's like, oh, I think I might be allergic to that. It's like, just drink it. Just shut up, Danielle.
I know. Jesus. She's like, I'm allergic to marble flooring. Come on, Danielle. So so now Teresa is talking about like Marge and Danielle and like what things that have gone wrong. She's like,
it's sad to see what happened to you twos.
She's like,
The girl's got problems with her, but I don't, because she's been nothing but nice to me.
Like, oh, God. Dude, how? I mean, I know Teresa doesn't have the biggest nut on a tree, but good Lord, woman, how quickly we forget.
Yeah. So now everyone's getting ready for dinner, and Jennifer, she calls Bill on the phone, and she's like, hi, Bill, it's your wife, Jen. And he's like, ooh, we're driving home. Who's we? I know, Mike and I went into the city. We went, saw a fabulous show. Now we're driving back. Isn't that tantalizing?
You promised you would spend time with the kids, Bill, okay? Like, what are you going to be home tomorrow night? Are you home? You're home tonight? You're home tomorrow night, huh?
Ooh, wouldn't you like to know? I have operations.
Okay, you're going to be home when no guy's over?
There could be girls. Girl time!
I was cracking up at this. And she's like, Bill, I want you to take this serious, okay? You're going to spend some time with the kids. And he's like, okay, boss. Got it, boss. Bossy boss. Who's the boss? I guess they just called me. That sitcom was just answered.
All work, no play makes Bill a dull boy.
Red rum.
Ooh, Olivia's here.
Working 9 to 5 on a way to make a living. Boss.
Just a day at the Steno pool.
Don't harass me, Dabney Coleman.
What an evil boss. How do I work this copy machine? Oh, files everywhere.
Bye, boss. And she's like, motherfucker. Oh, so good. So Marge is over in her place with Jackie and Melissa. And Melissa's like, 1 o'clock. Look, Melissa is less obnoxious this season than she has been in the past. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But she does talk like a Ross Dress for Less heart.
I was about to say, that was very Gina's casita right there. Melissa's like, gather.
So she's like, bathroom. Like, okay.
So Marge pulls out the thing, or someone pulls out the pendant that says strong on it, and like my radar is beeping, because at the end of the original scene of the jewel in the beginning, there was this moment when they said, oh yeah, we'll ask like Jennifer and Dolores to go in on it. I'm sure they'll be the nice thing. It'll be from all of us. Like, there was that, and I was like, huh, that's where they ended the scene with that. And now now we're getting another moment with this thing. I'm like, something's going to go wrong, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, and Marge was the one who's like, of course we're going to ask him to come in with us. Like, can I be honest? Like, it's the nice thing to do. Like, what are we going to do? I can't. Yeah. So they decide that they're going to bring them in. So we see this necklace, and it's strong, and then there's a period by it, which I didn't really understand. But I was like, okay, but some punctuation.
End a sentence. Okay, end a sentence. The period is to remind her of the period of time that she was in camps.
So they go to dinner, and she's like, let's do a shot! And Jen's like, you know, I don't know if mixing alcohol is good for me. I'm sticking to my thing. Can I have some tequila on the rocks with some? I like when someone's like, I'm just going to be good tonight. I'll have some tequila.
Yeah. And also, like, on top of that, like, because at first I was confused. I'm like, didn't Teresa just order tequila shots? But I guess there were cafe tequilas, which I've never had, which is, I guess, tequila with Bailey's. I can't tell if that'd be good or bad, but
that sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I do love Bailey's and I do love tequila. I'm just not sure if they work well together, but you know, hey. So yeah. Jennifer is already awful because she's like, tomorrow I was thinking that we could do something really fun. We could go shopping and get like sombreros and maracas, you know, things like that. Things that Mexican people do and wear, you know. I was thinking we get like little bushy mustaches and put them on, and then a poncho and just run around and go ay yeah 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 yeah. Wouldn't that be fun, girls?
Maybe two guns we could wave in the air places. Come on, it'll be fun.
I was thinking we could have hot chili peppers and then our face could turn red, but it'll be red from the chin and up to the forehead, and then smoke will come out of our ears. It'll be hilarious.
So Dolores like, ow, for the kids. Like, you need more noise in your house, okay? Okay. She's like, you guys have fun, okay? I'm coming to the pool. I don't even care what you say, okay?
Jackie's like writing down her next article. I couldn't help but wonder, can you give your kid offensive toys from Mexico and still have them not be monsters? So everyone's ordering food. Dolores orders salmon. I don't know why I wrote that down, but Teresa's like, ah, sabuco! So yeah. And then Teresa has this whole thing of like, you know, when I was on, you know, I always was eating healthies. I was eating, you know, proteins and stuff, but you know, I really liked all the eatings that I did on the diets. And like, you know, I don't want to go back to the cheeseburgers and the bad eating. I want to keep healthy eating. And then they cut to this giant ossobuco that's like just dripping with grease, and the grease has its own like separate pools of grease to go with it.
She's like, yeah, like this. And then Marge is like, okay, Teresa, like, can I be serious for a minute? To be honest, like, this is crazy. We got you a gift. You know what? Because you're strong. Okay, please open it. And she's like, ah, thank you. Strong period. I do got strong periods. You're right. How'd you know that?
I have a strong flow. So Jennifer's like doing this like crazy look. She's like, And so clearly she's upset. She's like, which jeweler did this? And Marge's like, it's, you know, someone in Englewood. Did you know that my brother's a jeweler? Did you know? And Melissa plays up. She's like, oh, I had no idea, you know?
Marge goes, mm-hmm. Just he could have done it for a fraction of the cost. And Marge is like, oh, I mean, come on, Jennifer. He's on Long Island. All right, when did we have chance to go to Long Island? I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
I mean, us going to Long Island altogether. Like, what are we, like, Jan on a bender? No, it doesn't work that way. So Jen's like, well, it would have come out better if you had my brother do it, you know? Now's the best time to make him do jewelry, because soon he's going to be happily married and too distracted by Melda.
Jennifer, I don't even know what you're talking about. All right, I called you about this, and you said it was fine. So why now is it this big? I think the drinks are going to your head, okay? That's it. I think the drinks are going to your head.
Well, I didn't think you were going to buy something real. I thought it was going to be costume jewelry.
I told you we were getting a custom piece of jewelry. What would we do? What would we do? Get custom fake jewelry? Come on, Jennifer, come on.
Why would I pay for something that's like fucking not for my brother? Why would I get something, pay for something? Jewelry? I'm mad right now.
And Jackie's like, I think she's missing the point, because the point was to get something for Teresa, not to get her brother a sale.
Like, I'm surprised we didn't come back to Jennifer and be like, the point is to get my brother a sale. She goes, it's fucking ugly. Sorry, Teresa.
Yeah, she's like, Marge is at the top of my shit list. First, she makes a mail order joke. Second, she goes to somebody other than my brother. Third, I forgot the third, but I'm going to kill her if she does another thing. And she goes, you know what? It's ugly. There. Sorry, Tree. I just don't like it. That's my opinion. And Marge is like, actually, literally, that's bad manners, what you just did, okay? By the way, just saying, just so you know.
She's like, you know what? So I have bad manners. I own it. And then she goes, baby, I am on point, like nobody's business. So Marge goes, really? So is your fucking lip liner. Why don't you fix it? I mean, Jesus.
Jealous much? Jennifer is so that girl to be like, you're just jealous.
Jealous of her lip liner.
Yeah, and she goes, it looks like a monkey's asshole, okay? And everyone's like, whoa! And then Jennifer goes, a monkey's asshole that you fucking suck, probably.
I like that she qualified it. She goes, that you fucking sucked, theoretically. I don't want to be on the record as saying that this is a fact, but allegedly and quite possibly you sucked that monkey's asshole that looks like my mouth.
Only Jersey. You know, people wonder why Jersey is still on the air. This, like, where do you get to hear this shit? This
and
is crazy.
And she's screaming it at this, like, relatively nice hotel restaurant. And so everyone's like, oh my God. Like, this is a group of people that is never demure. The moment, this is a cast that has never had an ounce of shame about screaming and throwing glasses in a restaurant. I mean, they threw plates and glasses in Milan at a nice restaurant, okay?
I know, Melissa's mortified. And A, she's married to Joe Gorga. And yeah. B, she threw a cake across the restaurant last season. Okay. Yeah.
So Jen goes, I've lost my appetite. This monkey's asshole's gotta be refreshed. You just hear it echoing throughout the entire hotel.
I like when she goes, I lost my appetite. And Melissa goes, obviously. And they all start laughing. And so Jen leaves and Danielle's like, I'm going to take you to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they go off and Marge is like, Danielle is so transparent. Like, she's going to take any chance to malign me. So of course she's going to go with her. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So now that Danielle's gone, Teresa wants to know, like, what's gone wrong with Marge and Danielle, with their relationship. So they talk about, like Marge says she didn't like how Danielle was treating her in the wedding, and she saw Danielle's true colors and things like that. And Teresa goes,
yeah, but at the end of the day, it's about loyalties. It's like,
but if someone's being a dick to you, it doesn't have anything to do with loyalty.
Yeah, if somebody's making up stories to make you look bad, how is that loyal? Teresa's so dumb. Yeah. And so Marge is like, I love you, but Teresa, look, I love you, but the truth is you're a bad judge of character. There, I said it. That's it. That's it. I can't. And Teresa's like,
I'm going to check on hers because she hasn't done nothing but be my friend.
She's like, what am I, chopped liver? It's like, whoa, Marge is yelling now. Wow.
Yeah, Dolores is like, is someone giving, is there a chopped liver somewhere to be had? I'll have some.
That's Frankie's favorite snack.
So, meanwhile, Danielle and Jen are, like, babbling loudly over in the lobby. Like, you literally hear the echoing. And they're just, like, talking about this whole situation. Danielle's like, don't worry. Teresa isn't buying anything she's selling. She's on our side. You know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And meanwhile, Dolores at the other table goes, you know, I have to say, Teresa was never the best judge of character. I mean, look, we're all her friends. And we're all pieces of shit, right? Right?
Hey, yeah, you know, like, what, though? As a best friend, let me say, she's never been the best judge of character.
But you know what, though? She's been that way since she was 16. And she, like, says it in a tone like, but you know what, though? At least she's a good person. But she's like, no, this has been a long-standing problem ever since she's been a teenager.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but you know what? They come and go. Let it do a thing. Like, what are you going to do? It's Teresa. And Melissa's like, yeah, you know, and I say that to her face. And I'm like, you girls are so going to get it. And I love it. I love that now they're all kind of, like, feeling more comfortable to come for Tree.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tree is, like, telling Jennifer, like, I'm all about saying how you feel, and you did a good job with that. Yeah. And I like your lip line is,
And Jen's like, she meant to diminish my feelings. She's like, oh, give me a fucking break, lady. You just had a fit because your family didn't make money off a sale. Like, that is the saddest thing.
Yeah, you just, like, had a selfish, childish fit over something that should have been, like, a nice moment for Teresa.
Yeah, and she's like, I like your lip liner, too. Blink. And she's like, whoever doesn't can sit and spin.
Cut to Dolores, like, spinning around in a chair. That's pretty fun.
I gotta say, it's pretty fun. I don't know why this is used as an insult, you know? It's better than walking around in a triangle, which is what I do when I'm sad normally. Now I can spin. Am I dizzy? Yes. Am I sad about it? No.
Is you know Frank what, though?
Here? I don't know. I can't even see. It looks like there's five of you, Melissa. Are there five of you? Who knows?
The best part is if you spin in a chair for long enough, the pebble tile just looks like a bunch of lines. Makes it much more tolerable.
Suddenly, it looks like Frank did listen to me after all. So what am I going to say? You know, thank you, Frank.
And that was New Jersey.
Yeah, that's it for New Jersey, everybody.
Yay.
We will have a couple new recaps coming up this week. We'll have a couple of our Charleston shows. We are going to, I'm not sure if we're releasing both of them or not, but we'll let you know later in the week.
At the very least, Below Deck is going to be released, that's for sure.
Yeah. Below so deck, we will talk to you.
Below
guys.
Deck will be tonight or tomorrow, but it's coming. It's coming. If you're wondering where's our Below Deck recap, you're like, why are you doing Jersey before Below Deck? It's because we're doing Below Deck at the live show tonight in Jersey. I'm sorry, in Charleston. So yes,
same thing. Totally the same.
Yeah, totally the same. Totally the same.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You started the day so well. But now, you could use a pick-me-up. With Twinings' new Energize Super Blend, we've got you covered with a boost of vitamin B6. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blend's range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Vitamin B6 contributes to normal energy-yielding metabolism.
For the smart savers, the ones who squirrel away for a rainy day, for everyone who wants a great deal, choose TalkTalk this January and get 30% off unlimited fixed-price fibre. Now just £23.50 a month for 24 months. TalkTalk, fairer broadband for everyone. Offer ends 7th of February, T's and C's apply.